Australia's biggest book retailer, Angus and Robertson, has collapsed. Red Group Retail, the owner of the chain Borders and Angus and Robertson, has appointed voluntary administrators. The administrators Ferrier Hodgson say that for now it's business as usual for the group, which employs 2,500 people. But the news is a blow to the Australian publishing industry. Lexi Metherall's been speaking to Marie McCaskill from the Australian Publishers Association.
What would it mean if Angus and Robertson and Borders stores, if a number were closed in Australia?
Well, obviously it just depletes the number of outlets that are available to offer the sort of broad range and diversity of books that are offered for sale in Australia. This announcement, I guess, will sadden a lot of people, but we're hoping that something positive comes out of it and that another entity may rise as a result of the administration and allow that diversified bookstore chain to continue.
How reliant are book distributors and publishers on those big retailers, or do they distribute a lot through the independent booksellers?
No, it's a large portion of the market. The market is segmented into discount department stores and then the retail chains and then the independent bookstore market. And all of those market segments are really important to Australian publishers.
Big book retailers have claimed that they can't price match with cheaper online bookstores like Amazon and Book Depository because of the ban on parallel imports. To what extent is that ban to blame for this collapse?
Well, keep in mind that part of this chain operates in New Zealand, which is in an open market. So the consequences are the same for the New Zealand part of the chain as well. Really what you're looking at is, for all retailers, books and otherwise, an erosion of their markets because the Australian dollar is really high. And while the Australian dollar is high, a lot of Australian consumers determine that they will buy whatever they need online and from overseas suppliers. My only comment is, if we want to be able to see jobs kept in this country, if we want to be able to ensure that jobs of whatever type in the publishing sector or in the book retailing sector remain in this country, then to some extent Australians have got to recognise that there's got to be some investment in keeping those jobs and businesses alive here.
But could this collapse of these major bookstores be more damaging to the publishing industry in the end than allowing parallel imports might have been?
No, not at all. I think what you've got to weigh up is the opportunity. If you opened the market, then you would immediately see a depletion in the number of publishers and the offering from publishers into the market space. You would have fewer opportunities for Australian authors to be able to write and be showcased.
The head of the Publishers Association, Marie McCaskill, speaking to Lexi Metherall. We understand the Red Group Retail Board believes the company can be restructured.